Of all the things that worry fearful flyers, turbulence is at the top of the list. The reason that turbulence is so worrying to fearful flyers like you is because you think it's dangerous. It isn't, and as long as you have your seatbelt securely fastened, you will not come to any harm. However, it may feel very uncomfortable, and that's because however tightly you are strapped in, your tummy still moves up and down, and it's that that gives you the feeling of falling. It's not hard to fly a plane in turbulence because it's designed to be steady in turbulent air. In fact, the pilot or the autopilot make only small corrections during turbulence. And of course, your plane has been built with enormous reserves of structural strength, so it's perfectly safe. Turbulence can feel very uncomfortable, but as I've said, that's not the same as dangerous. You'll hear me say that lots of times because it's important to know that just because something is uncomfortable or unusual, it doesn't mean that it's dangerous. Here are some important things to remember about turbulence. Number one, turbulence may be uncomfortable, but that's not the same as dangerous. Number two, it's easy for the pilot to fly the plane in turbulence. Number three, the plane is strong enough to withstand the movements. Number four, the plane will not fall out of the sky because of turbulence. And number five, the plane doesn't move up and down more than a few feet in any turbulence. This is what to do during turbulence. Tighten your seatbelt as much as you can bear it. Keep tightening it. And say to yourself that although turbulence feels uncomfortable, that's not the same as dangerous. Most passengers think that encountering turbulence is a surprise to the pilots and crew. In fact, before we get airborne, we check our weather maps to tell us where the likely areas of turbulence will be. Don't be alarmed when the pilot puts on the seatbelt signs. Nowadays, this is more to do with the problems of the airline being sued by passengers and the duty of care they have to the staff and to the passengers. It's not necessarily a measure of the seriousness of the turbulence. In the old days, we'd hardly ever ask the passengers or crew to put on their seatbelts. When you see the seatbelt signs illuminate, do not take this as an indication of danger. It is, as I've said, a precaution. However, if you have your seatbelt on, make use of it by tightening it as much as you can bear it. Then you'll move with the plane and not a little while after, and this will make you feel much more comfortable as the plane moves. However, like I've said before, it won't stop your tummy from floating around inside you. I hope this app will help you to fly more confidently in turbulence. I'm Captain Keith Godfrey, and if there's anything I can do for you, please contact me on my website at flyingwithoutfear.com.